I think yoga is the practice of paying attention. On this podcast, Yoga Strong, we talk about what paying attention on the mat, what being aware and being present, whether you're in the studio or out of the studio, or in the kitchen, or with your family, or with your friends, in connection, in your heart, in your head. What does paying attention look like for your life? That's what this podcast is all about. That's what Yoga Strong is about. It's not just strong in your muscles and strong in your movement on the mat. It's strong everywhere. This is Yoga Strong with your host, Bonnie Weeks.
Hey, what's up? What are you paying attention to in this practice and the art of paying attention? What does this look like for you today? And maybe you're like, oh my gosh, Bonnie, don't even ask me. I'm just here to listen. That's good too. But as we begin, maybe make a weird sound with your mouth. Maybe soften any lines in your forehead. Maybe let yourself take a full round of breath. And hi. Welcome to the podcast. My lover has been reading The Infinite Game by Simon Sinek and been talking about it. And as we step into this practice of paying attention today, you know, I'm going to bring like something I've been thinking about with attention and infinite game is kind of looking at maybe different people in the world or different companies in the world that look like they're playing a finite game. Like there's going to be a winner. And y'all, I've been a competitive athlete different times in my life. I love a game. I like to win. And also the process of a thing is also fun. And so, you know, there's times when it feels like appropriate to be like, we're going to dive in and we're going to compete. And other times it's like, this is just like, we're just playing. This is just like the fun. Like there's a process of it that's like very enjoyable too. So like, I get it. Like I get that there's like, okay, a finite game. There's an end point. There's a declared winner. But I don't know. The more I've been paying attention, the more it's infinite. Right? If I was some sort of matter before I'm like my form now, and if I die and like my energy is going to go somewhere, right? There's an infinite game. Entrepreneurship, having an online business, having an in-person business, like there's all like, it just keeps going. Instagram, I show up on Instagram. Okay. There's not like an end of days in sight. It's an infinite game until I'm not here able to post on Instagram in my form. Right. And parenting, infinite game. Like I'm going to be doing that for my whole life. It's going to be an infinite game. And figuring out how to be a better leader, a better teacher, a better coach, a better mentor, a better friend, infinite game. And all these things, like it's the process and it's process oriented. I think that's the thing, is like it's process oriented. And that's what makes me excited. Like that, I like the process of doing a thing. Sometimes it's hard to do a thing, right? And sometimes we just want the outcome. We're like, oh, just get there, right? But it's an infinite game. It's like, it's just, things are just going to keep going. And as I have been thinking about this and thinking about the infinite game of especially my opportunity to work with yoga teachers. So, you know, it's easy to ask the question and be like, okay, so yoga teacher training happened. Now what? You know, if you think about getting a job in another business, or if you're going to apply for a job, you're like, okay, I'm going to start here, then I'm going to go here, then I'm going to get to here. Like, you know, what does professional development look like? And where does the change in title happen? Do I get paid more? What does a mentorship look like in this job? Who do I rub shoulders with so that I can learn better? Like, there's not a lot of like conversation around that for yoga teachers and for fitness professionals of like, where do you go after your initial training? What happens? Well, like number one, it's an infinite game. Like we're always like figuring out like, how do we know ourselves? We're going to wake up tomorrow and be another person, another new person. I don't know tomorrow's Bonnie. And yesterday's Bonnie is different than today's Bonnie because yesterday's Bonnie didn't have the experiences between now and then. And so it's this infinite game of like learning to know yourself and becoming a coach and a teacher and a guide and a human being. And so I have the opportunity to be able to work with a lot of yoga teachers who are humans and who are in the infinite game of being a human. And the beauty of that is that, yes, we talk about sequencing. Yes, we talk about how to like set up a class. And then we talk about how to tell a story that humanizes you and how to lead an experience that, you know, you're not just a Warrior 2 robot where you're you. You're not me. And you're not the teachers that you have loved to take classes from. You're not your yoga teacher trainers. Like, you're you. And what does it mean to use your voice? And what does it mean to feel confident enough to stand up in front of the room? What does it mean to express yourself in the world? And how do you arrive in your 2 feet and stand there and own it? And that does not mean you're perfect. That would be boring. And does not mean you get everything right. That's impossible. And what does everything right even mean? But I think it all does mean that you are willing to stand there, and you stand there in curiosity and in bravery and a willingness to try something on and to let it be okay to be uncomfortable. It's new. It's not going to be comfortable. And I think that's like, that's part of the game, right? That's part of the process of learning. And a piece of this that I have been thinking about is that it can be easy to take up shame around the sense of belonging or thinking that you might not be doing it well enough. Or should you even be doing it at all? And there's those other people that do it better than you. And the tricky part about these kind of maybe thoughts in your head is I want you to pay attention to the way they make you feel in your body. Because the body talks. Like, let's use an easy example. If you've ever experienced heartbreak, and you really loved a person, you really wanted to be with them, and then all of a sudden you're not. You can feel that in your body, like in your chest, it literally like hurts. So your body talks. That's not a physical experience to like lose someone in your from your life, from your routine. It's an emotional experience. Yes, so like you might be a physical connection, right? Like you might touch each other. But you maybe it's untouchable then in that way where they're no longer around. But it's like this emotional and mental and like it's this other experience from other parts of our body, but we feel it physically. So if we are feeling ashamed, right, like ashamed of the way maybe we're showing up, think we're not doing it well enough, think we should be doing it better, or this person does it this way, so like maybe I should do it that way. And like, I know I have the word should in here and there's like a whole things about like, don't should on yourself and whatever. But like, you know, you could like just even say the word could, like you could do that. Like you could do that. Yes, yes, yes. Like, but I think I just want to encourage you to like pause for any moment when you feel shame attacking you. And one of the gifts that I have, you know, like the gift of working with other people and teachers is that you are a human that's showing up in a room, and perhaps there's shame around the way you're showing up as a teacher or what you want to be or the type of teacher you want to be, figuring out that, but it's about the type of human you are. And so the opportunity to work with somebody and be like, what does professional development look like for a yoga teacher? It's also figuring out how you're standing in your own feet. It's more than just sequencing. It's recognizing stories where you might be telling yourself different things and shaming yourself, because the way that shame lives in your body, it makes you small. It makes you want to hide. It makes you not want to use your voice, and you lose your ability to find expression. And shame and curiosity cannot exist together. If shame is being loud, it's going to overshadow. Like, curiosity does not have enough room to breathe if shame is screaming at you. And shame about anything, like talk about teaching or talk about any other part of your life where you're feeling heavy shame, it is hard to tap into curiosity. And curiosity is this creativity well in us. And curiosity is asking questions. Curiosity is an openness. Curiosity doesn't have to have all the answers. Where shame is like, you have to have all the answers. You have to know this. You have to do this. Like, or why are you doing this? Or I can't believe you've done that. And curiosity says, oh, but what about? Oh, but this? And are you sure? So how do we bridge this gap so that we can keep playing this infinite game of how do we know ourselves? And how do we keep showing up in front of the room? Like, how do we find that? And I think that you can use this prompt. When you find yourself in a place where shame is talking loud to you, it doesn't matter if it's about teaching yoga or anything else, I want you to say this phrase. The story I'm telling myself is. And then keep talking. It can be really powerful if you're by yourself and you can say this out loud. The story I'm telling myself is, and say the things. Sometimes I will even use this as a phrase with my lover and say, can I tell you a story that I'm telling myself right now? He's like, yeah. Okay, so then I tell a story. So you can do that, of course, with other people to provide clarity around like where you're at. But even for yourself, the story I'm telling myself is. And then fill in the blank. I want you to say it out loud and talk as long as you need to realize that, to put words to maybe some feelings in your body, and then maybe pay attention to how you feel. How does it feel to say those things? How does it feel to acknowledge yourself? To like set shame down for a minute and just share. And then, like, because we're trying to hold all these things inside of us, right? And once you set it down, then you're like, oh, okay. Now there's enough room. There's like a little tiny bit of wiggle room for you to get curious and say, oh, okay, I see you. Like, I see you, shame. I see this like answer, this response, or this like sensation, or this story that is coming up. And then ask a question about it. Like, ask a why. First of all, just acknowledge it, right? But like, hi, like, I see you, shame. I see you, this, right? And then, like, there's going to be a topic, perhaps, that it's around. And maybe there's more than one topic. And perhaps you need a whole, like, shame rager where you're like, these are all the ways that I'm shaming myself. And you need a whole shame rager. Like, do that. Put it out of your body. You're trying to hold that. And the holding of all the shame in is making you small and tight and unable to find freedom to move. So if you're somebody who's like trying to stand up in front of the room and guide people to find freedom to move, like, you got to find out how, in what ways are you holding that back for yourself? And so one of the opportunities that I have as a mentor and as a coach is to like show up with teachers who are humans and help them identify some of the stories they're telling themselves and how to give themselves more freedom to move. And I think that as we then start to ask questions, we get to start to be more curious, which then it taps into a spaceness that allows us to stand up a little bit taller. We're like, okay, hi. And you get to start to see yourself. And you get to start to re-story yourself and tell new stories. Or like even if you can't tell new stories, you're like, okay, I can just start to see the story. Like baby steps. Baby steps. Start to see the story. Start to be able to say it. As curiosity and shame can't live together. Shame is too big. And curiosity needs room to breathe because it needs room to move. That's where the well of creativity is going to come from, is from this curiosity being brave enough, even, like there's going to be bravery here, in order for you to look at the shame and to say the story out loud. Again, be in your car, be somewhere all alone. Let yourself be emotional about it. If like that's the way you process, great. Like own the hell out of that. Do not apologize for that. Just do not apologize for that. Have to set it down outside your body, because this is an infinite game of learning how to make yourself known to yourself, to make a home in yourself. And especially if you're going to be a teacher and you're going to stand up at the front of the room, like this is going to be really impactful to those that you're going to be working with. If you want to create things in the world that are really useful and usable, that help others grow, that hold them in their processes, like you're going to need curiosity. And curiosity isn't going to live where shame is like screaming at you. And so when you find it, and we all experience this, every single one of us experience shame. This is why I love the work of Brené Brown. This is why I love the work of belonging and of the way that we can ask questions that prompt us all to maybe hopefully, right, find a little bit more curiosity and a little bit more bravery. So, to recap, we're in an infinite game in so many ways. And maybe you play some finite games. Those are existing out there in the world, right? Taxes. It's tax season right now. End of year taxes, finite. File your last year's taxes. Okay, so that's a finite game in that moment. But, you know, other things. Infinite game. What can you look at as an infinite game? How can that maybe provide a little bit more structure for abundance, like thinking of abundance rather than scarcity, right? We're going to keep going. We're going to keep figuring it out. It's going to be okay. We're going to keep on taking one step forward, one step forward. It's an infinite game. How do we then allow that to give us permission to keep changing and to keep growing, where we don't have to be at a place right now? There's not a place we're going to arrive and say, oh, now I've made it. Now I know myself. Now I'm like the perfect whatever. Nope. It's an infinite game. We're going to keep changing. So, you know, that's our first part. Infinite game. Second part, when you feel shame screaming at you, and maybe you don't feel shame screaming at you, but maybe you start to recognize in your body that you're making yourself small. You're talking small. You're literally holding your body small. You're not saying the things that inside you, you want to say, and you're holding back for fear of something, for fear of not belonging, for fear of being rejected, for fear of something. Feel that in your body. And when you feel that, pause and say, the story I'm telling myself is, and tell yourself the story. And of course, you could use that. You can say, the story I'm telling myself is, and it doesn't have to be about shame. Like, it doesn't have to be that. So just using that as a phrase, when you start to feel this smallness in your body, what is the story you need to say? How can you say it out loud to recognize it, to acknowledge yourself, to see yourself? And then ask another question. Stay curious about this and stay brave about it. And remember that you don't have to do this alone. You cannot grow alone. We need each other. Hand to heart. These have been the thoughts in my head for the past couple days. So thanks for being here. Thanks for listening to these. And if you're a yoga teacher, and if you've wondered, like, what's next? Like, how do I keep growing in this space? Then reach out. Let me know. That's kind of my fave. So I love this. I love standing next to someone as they figure out how to get bigger and be able to reflect back to them the ways that they are doing that, and watching them express themselves in the ways that make them feel most alive. There is no rush. You are worth it. And say what you want. I'll talk to you soon. Mwah.